The Wildcats and Lady Cats cross country teams were very competitive at a Lindale meet on Thursday. The Wildcats actually won the meet. And we learned more from cross country coach Andy Holt.
The kids ran well on the boys' side, especially. The boys ended up getting first place and had a great day for us. We're led by Jacob Gatewood, who's, you know, like I said, I think last time, he's kind of taking that role over and that responsibility over. He's been in the top 10 in about every race that he has. He's been in top 10 in every race that we ran this year, and he's kind of coming to his own and running well. I believe he placed fourth overall and had a good day. Our second guy was Nathan Mabry and Will Fain. Actually, I think Will Fain got Carter White just barely. And then Tanner Ramirez was in the hunt there as well. And those are our top five runners, and I thought they ran well and ended up getting first place, which is big at the Lindale meet. There's usually a lot of quality teams there. And, there's still a few teams that weren't there from our district. Hallsville and Pine Tree weren't there. They've got different plans to go somewhere else. But for us to get first is exciting, and I know our guys were fired up about it. On the girls' side, we didn't have a great day. We just, for whatever reason, just didn't run real well. We ended up getting fourth, which is, it was solid, but the way they've been running all year, kind of expect first or second. That's kind of what we've gotten just about every race we've ran. So Miranda Pierce again led us. I'm not sure her time. I want to say it was upper 22, but, then we had Grace Grafton again and Taylor Robinson. It's kind of the same top five that we've kind of had. Taylor Robinson is, I think, our number three. And then we've had Lauren Helm. She ran well. And Star Resendez, those are all kind of our top five, and that's kind of who it's been the past few meets. So, girls, I know they're going to bounce back from it, and I know we're going to be fine, and we're just going to continue to work hard and get ourselves ready for the district meet on October 21st.
And gave Madeline Massey another.
Yes, she took went ahead and took one more. She started running on Monday, and we're getting her back into it, and hopefully she's going to race next Saturday and get one more race in right before the district race, and hopefully she'll be ready for us and be healthy and ready to go the day for district.
Yeah, you said you had a short week. Now you get a little bit longer time until next Saturday. And then, as you say, that's it before you run in district.
Right. We're looking at finding – right now I've got used just on the schedule. I'm actually looking for a little bit of something different because it's such a small meet. So I don't know if we can find anything. I've been looking, and it's slim pickings right now to find a meet, a quality meet, and not have to drive 2 hours to it. But, we'll find something probably next Saturday, and then we'll have about a week and, I guess, 2 days before we run district. So, it's right here, and we're excited about it, and, hopefully the kids are going to run very well that day.
KSST Sports.